The switch came after students overwhelmingly approved an advisory referendum in last spring's student government elections. It called for the food service to use cage-free eggs. Student Steve Barney led the charge. He says cage-free means hens are free to walk or fly around a barn and to lay their eggs in a nest box, instead of being cooped up in a space less than 1 foot square. Barney says the move fits in with UW Oshkosh's sustainability plan, which he says is about more than just fuel consumption.
Recognized nationwide by the sustainability movement that food consumption is a big part of that.
More than 300 campuses around the country have switched to using mostly cage-free eggs. So have big fast food companies like Burger King and Hardee's. UW Oshkosh isn't going completely cage-free, though. Barney says the food service will still use bulk liquid eggs in many recipes. He says the new cage-free policy applies to whole eggs.
Those are the eggs that are still in the shell, as opposed to broken eggs that they can buy in liquid form. Most of the eggs, unfortunately, they do buy in liquid form, but still 60 or 80,000 eggs a year is a significant number.
The move to cage-free eggs is being pushed by the Humane Society of the United States. It says the method isn't 100% cruelty-free, but is preferable to cages that don't let birds spread their wings or move about. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.